Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 7:21 on News Talk 830 WCCO. 66 degrees. I'm Susie Jones in this morning. In the big chair on the morning news, watching the Olympics this week. We've had some wins, some losses. The softball team won. The soccer team lost. That was a bummer. Minnesota has a pretty rich history of women's athletics and the Olympics, right? Minnesota producing a staggering number of individuals who have made their mark on girls and women's sports locally, nationally, even internationally. And actually, the 50th anniversary of the landmark federal legislation known as Title IX, that's coming in 2022. And the Minnesota Sports and Events Organization announcing the creation of the Land O'Lakes Title IX Championship Tour to honor and celebrate the contributions that Minnesota female athletes have made to the advancement of girls and women's sports. And we are happy to have with us on our newsline Mary Jo Kane, talking more about this bus tour and what's happening over the next several months in anticipation of the Final Four coming up. Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Susie.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Well, let's talk a little bit about the women that were named to be honored as part of this and basically women's athletics in the state of Minnesota. I know there are some gifted women that are listed that will be honored on this bus. They'll be shown on the bus as it drives around town starting next week.
Yes, absolutely. And as you suggested just a second ago, Minnesota has a deep and rich history of women and men who have contributed to women's sports in the history of the state of Minnesota, both before and in the early days and now in the aftermath of Title IX. And I was approached by two individuals from Minnesota Sports and Events in the spring saying that Land O'Lakes has stepped up to the plate, wants to do a bus tour to honor and celebrate the 50th anniversary of Title IX. The University of Minnesota will be hosting the Women's Final Four next April to do just that. And said, can you help us identify the 9 outstanding female athletes in the history of our state? And I said, I didn't want to, you know, rain on anybody's parade, but The good news is there was no way that we could do that because there are so many women over the years who have made extraordinary contributions to women's sports. We have a deep and rich history. So we put together a selection committee, Susie, and some of the women are going to be well-known names to people in the state of Minnesota, ranging from Anne Bancroft to Jesse Diggins to Natalie Darwitz, and of course, Lindsay Whalen. But there are also unsung heroes, like a woman named Peg Brendan from St. Cloud State, who in the early days of Title IX, when she was a senior in St. Cloud, actually sued the Minnesota State High School League so she could play on the boys' tennis team, because in those days they didn't have a girls' tennis team. Individuals like Lisa Lissamore from St. Paul, who have worked for over 30 years for the Minnesota State High School League. So these women have extraordinary stories to tell, and the fact that it's the 50th anniversary and that the University of Minnesota is hosting the Final Four gives us an incredible platform, quite frankly, to really brag about and share some amazing stories with all Minnesotans. And I, for one, couldn't be more proud to be associated with this once-in-a-lifetime initiative.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at a picture of the bus, the custom-wrapped exterior of that Land O'Lakes Title IX Championship Tour, designed by, is it Layla Rose Jackson?
Yes.
So the picture is amazing. You obviously have seen it. How did you think it turned out? It's bright, it's colorful, and the images of these women are on the bus?
Yes, and it is really, again, an absolutely an extraordinary, I think, artistic, was a challenge, and boy, did Leia Rose Jackson really come through again. It's really amazing, and I think that, again, when the bus tours both around the Twin Cities and greater Minnesota and stops in places like the Minnesota Vikings training camp, the Land O'Lakes Legends Classic, the Mankato Marathon, and so many more, Minnesotans can be very proud of all these women and also proud of the extraordinary artistry that you're going to see on this bus.
Mary Jo Kane is our guest, Dr. Mary Jo Kane, the founder and first director of the Tucker Center at the University of Minnesota. For folks that don't know about the Tucker Center for Research on Girls and Women's Sports, tell us a little bit about that organization and the work you do.
Well, in the early 1990s, to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Title IX as a scholar and educator at the University of Minnesota, I was very aware of how participation rates had exploded up and down the food chain in the 20 years since the passage of Title IX in 1972. But I was also aware that the research on the impact of that increased participation was not keeping pace. And I argued that the flagship educational institution in the state of Minnesota, the only research one university in the state of Minnesota, should have housed within it a research center that took seriously the scientific investigation of what it meant for girls and women to be involved in sports, from exercise science to the social sciences, which is what I do. And we were lucky enough, blessed enough, to find a 1945 graduate of the University of Minnesota, a woman named Dr. Dorothy Tucker, who believed in our mission and who in 1993 gave us $1 million to start the Tucker Center. And we do research, we do educational outreach, we provide scholarships and fellowships. And I am very proud to say that we remain the first and only one of its kind, not just in the country, but around the world.
That's awesome. And just reminding folks again, the 2022 NCAA Women's Final Four, April 1st and 3rd at the Target Center in Minneapolis next year. That should be great.
It's not only going to be great, but I just, again, it provides, you know, there are competitive bids to host the Final Four, not just in women's sports, but in men's sports too, obviously. And the fact that the University of Minnesota landed this on the 50th anniversary of Title IX will provide this amazing platform to honor and celebrate not just all the women who will be coming and representing different universities, the four who will show up for the Final Four, but it gives us, again, an opportunity to provide these amazing stories with all Minnesotans, from unsung heroes to those who have made extraordinary contributions on the floor, like a University of Minnesota Golden Gopher herself, Lindsay Whalen. And all the women that we've contacted have just been fabulous about wanting to participate in this initiative. They know they're role models. They know they've inspired others. They know they stand on other women's shoulders. And this is an opportunity for them to give back to all Minnesotans.
All right, very good. Listen, thank you for coming on with us, Mary Jo. I really appreciate your time and your willingness to pop on this early. So thanks again.
Oh, really, not a problem. It's an honor to be here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.